USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Judiciary Committee Democrats are planning to cut short their summer break and return to Washington early to work on gun violence bills. There's no word if Republicans on the committee have been invited. The action follows the mass shootings in Dayton and El Paso. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says there's only so much the House can do.
We've done our job. We've sent the bill that will save the most lives to the Senate.
President Trump and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell have expressed a new openness to gun legislation. At least 13 people have been arrested in Portland, Oregon, during demonstrations by right-wing groups and anti-fascist protesters. Police say at least one person was injured at the scene and was taken to the hospital. The right-wing rally was organized by the Proud Boys. The right was assembled on one side of the river and the left was gathered on the other. The bridge between was closed. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
All of the international airports in the U.S. were very crowded on Friday.
Pretty frustrating.
Yes.
Just want to go home.
After being in the air for several hours, thousands of international passengers spent up to 3 more hours trapped in a line once they landed.
It looked crazy.
It was kind of a mess in there.
They had to wait for Customs and Border Protection to fix a computer problem. The problem forced them to process people returning to the U.S. manually, and it took a while before the computers were fixed. There was a startling discovery found floating in the ocean in Southern California. More than 1,000 pounds of marijuana, carefully wrapped in plastic, was recovered near Santa Catalina Island. The Coast Guard reported the find. The Daily News says the Coast Guard received a tip and gathered up about 43 bales of pot, which was worth about $1 million. Federal officials are investigating where it came from. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Colorado has tightened its air quality restriction, requiring at least 5% of vehicles sold in the state by 2023 emit zero pollution. USA's John Hunt has more.
The State Air Quality Control Commission, which passed the rule on an 8-to-1 vote, said the requirement applies to auto manufacturers, not buyers. It's intended to boost the number of electric vehicles in a state struggling to control ozone pollution. The minimum rises to 6.25 in 2025. Colorado is the 11th state to adopt zero emission standards, according to Green Car Reports, which tracks developments in low pollution vehicles. Two auto industry groups, Global Automakers and the Alliance of Automobile Manufacturers, applauded the rule. They said they've been working with Colorado officials on how to structure the requirement.
One Democratic presidential candidate hopes to help Native Americans. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The proposal does not mention Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren's prior claims about having Native American ancestry herself. Of course, you know President Trump regularly refers to Warren as Pocahontas.
Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas, the great Pocahontas.
The policy proposal calls for criminal justice reform on tribal lands and urges the Justice Department to investigate and prosecute what it calls an epidemic of sexual assaults and murders committed against Native American women. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.